A women's rights charity says his comments are sickening, but his spokesperson insists it was an ironic joke. Israel's military says 8 of its soldiers have been killed fighting in Gaza. In a phone call between the US president and Israel's prime minister last night, Joe Biden emphasized the need to protect civilians but didn't demand a ceasefire. Our reporter Nicole Johnston in Bethlehem in the West Bank says people are being ordered to leave Gaza.
In the central part of the Gaza Strip, thousands of people, tens of thousands in fact, have started leaving from the Al Bariz area. Israel has told them that they need to get out of there.
Police in Florida say a man's been killed at a shopping centre after being shot multiple times during a targeted attack. A woman was also shot in the leg. Two men have been arrested after a woman in her 20s was seriously injured in a quad bike accident in a village in Gloucestershire. It's believed she fell off after it overturned during a collision in Shipton Moyne yesterday. In sport, Rangers are just kicking off away at Motherwell, knowing they'll be just 2 points behind Scottish Premiership leader Celtic with a win. Only the second ever Christmas Eve Premier League fixture gets underway in an hour when Wolves host Chelsea. And Santa has begun delivering presents. The US military is tracking him, revealing he was last seen in Christchurch in New Zealand, where it's gone midnight. Elizabeth Matthias is from NORAD, which is responsible for monitoring the airspace over North America.
NORAD are able to use the same technology we use every single day to keep North America safe to track Santa on December 24th. So it starts with our North Warning System radars. As soon as Santa departs the North Pole, those radars pick him up.
NORAD says Santa doesn't file a flight plan, but has made a good assessment of his sleigh's capabilities. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thanks, Tanya. I'm just looking at that NORAD at the moment. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, according to NORAD, Santa is still in his workshop gathering his stuff ready to depart for an evening's worth of work, bringing you all the presents tomorrow. Let's see what weather he'll encounter in Essex.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Rather windy at the moment, especially along the coast, with some strong gusts possible. Cloudy throughout the day, very mild though, with plenty of dry weather. A few outbreaks are possible of light rain and drizzle. However, maximum temperatures are going to stay warm, hovering around highs of 13 degrees Celsius. Rather mild for this time of year. Tonight's looking like this. Cloudy for most overnight going into Christmas Eve, especially across the northern parts, with fewer outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Most parts dry, however, the odd clear spell possible within the north. Staying mild, though. Again, temperatures dipping down to lows of 8 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow, Christmas Day, is looking like this. Going to be a bit of a wet and cloudy and breezy start Christmas Day. Outbreaks are mainly light rain for most and turning heavier for a time before clearing and east during the late afternoon and evening. Maximum temperatures, very similar to today, hovering around 13 degrees Celsius, your high for Christmas Day.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98FM. 98FM. 98FM.
Big thanks to the last couple of hours of Kev and his Christmas Sunday sessions. He will be back New Year's Eve next week, so you can tune in again or listen to his show, as always, 20 of the shows here and lots of other information over on our fantastic website, phoenixfm.com. find out what's going out locally. If you're out and about, find out stuff that's been going on in various shows. Also, listen again and podcast loads of information on the local Finsden website. So, welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show, Christmas Sunday Lunch Show, Sunday the 24th December, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, the big ho-ho-ho.
Welcome. It's mad, isn't it? This year has simply flown by. Are you all ready? Is the shopping done? Last minute thing for us fellas, I know. Popped into Lakeside yesterday, to be fair. It wasn't as manic as I thought it was. Traffic was okay as well. I even managed to park fairly easy, so Lakeside wasn't too rammed. We have to look later on the traffic. I'll keep you up to date, letting you know what it's like. It's quite mild outside as well. A zero chance of a white Christmas, by the way. Loads of new music coming up the show. We'll be looking at the UK charts, obviously Christmas number one. We're doing that in the first hour, actually, rather than the second hour this week. Also, we'll be playing brand new tracks from the likes of Jack Harlow, Jesse Ware, Taylor Swift, Chris Brown, with Davido and Lo-J. Got brand new Jonas Brothers. As well as the charts, the Christmas tracks in the charts, we'll be throwing in the odd Christmas track, which is not so well known. We'll have a look. Got some brand new MK with the their record Take My Chance, plus some Chaser Status and Steflon Don. I've got some brand new Pink Pantherist and Julipa, loads more. Don't forget, as always, if you want to get in touch with me live on the show, you can catch me on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can find me on mixcloud.com/live/phoenixfm, where I'll be putting the studio camera on very soon. Right, let's get the show on the road. This is Chris Brown with Sensational.
And I wonder why you so sensational. Oh, sensational. Yeah, what a way to kick off the show. Chris Brown with Davido and Loj. Sensational. On the news, they were talking about NORAD. It's a little app where you can track Santa. I've just brought it up. As I say, he's not left yet. But when he does leave, you can follow him all around the globe. And you can see it's like a little sleigh, and you can see it travelling. And it tells you how many presents he's been dropping off. It kind of counts them off. It's amazing. So if you've got kids, now, find the app on one of your app stores. It's completely free to download. It's called NORAD. It's a satellite program that they use. I think the military use it in the US. They've adapted it. You can use it every year. It's really fun to use. And there's lots of other things on there as well. You can do other little bits of things. A bit of fun. So if you've got kids and you're looking at it right now, saying, what can I do whilst I'm listening to the radio? Have a little look on the App Store, NORAD, and then later on, mid-evening, you can track Santa through the night and see where and whereabouts he is. And you can see him going through Australia and Mexico and all these different places and figure out what time he'll actually be coming to the UK, which is going to be fantastic. Are you all ready for Christmas? Lots of last-minute things to do, isn't there? The road's not been too bad in Brentwood. I drove through early on. Quite busy as you get towards Sainsbury's. I'll tell you that for sure. And I'll be doing the traffic travel in about 20 minutes. Unless anything serious comes up, we'll be letting you know what the road's like, especially if you're travelling on the main routes out to on the M25, on the A12, 127, etc., etc. And if you're heading to Lakeside, I'll be letting you know about that. I went to Lakeside yesterday. Wasn't too bad. It was meant to be one of the busiest traffic days today and yesterday of the year, but so far not been too bad. Obviously, when you go towards the Dover area, it's where people are actually leaving the country to go away. It's a bit chock-a-block, but some of the shopping areas so far, touch wood, have not been too bad. Right, let's get some young music on. Act On with Jax Jones with Don't Stop Moving.
Yeah, come on. DJ got the party started. There's no way to decide.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
come on. Act On, Jax Jones as well, on the S Club 7 track, Don't Stop Moving.
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Oh, first Christmas jingle of the show. Talking about Christmas, we're going to be playing some Christmas tunes during the show, mostly on the charts. And on some of the tracks, we'll be dropping back to early parts of this year, some parts of last year as well, on some of the big hits and unusual hits that were around. And this was a rather unusual track, came out a while ago now. Benny Blanco teamed up with BTS, that's the Korean pop band, with Snoop Dogg, of all the people, with this track called Bad Decisions.
Radio station BTSNOOP.
No makeup on, I let it. You so damn beautiful, I swear you make me sick. I want your love, I want to know. Inside my heart there's nothing but a burning flame.
If you want my love, come a little bit closer, don't make me wait.
Let's make some bad decisions. I want you, baby, all at the time.
Send me all your kisses.
I want you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, baby, every night.
And it feels like, ooh, I can't seem to ever get you out of my mind.
And it feels like,
everybody see me looking fly, and I think I know the reason why, 'cause I got you right here by my side,
and I can't let you just walk away. If I ain't with you, I'm not okay.
If you want my love, come a little bit closer, don't make me wait.
Ooh.
Let's make some bad decisions. I want you,
you kisses.
Kisses.
I want you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, baby, every night.
That feels like, ooh,
yeah.
I can't seem to ever get you out of my mind.
It feels like,
ooh,
I want you, ooh, baby, all the time.
Let's do things you always wanted. Have some fun and live your life. Help me waste a day and find a place that we can face to face. Let me show you around my hood. It's bad meaning bad, like bad meaning good. When it comes to rules, I break them.
Let's make some bad decisions. I want you, baby, all of the time.
Give me
all your kisses.
Kisses.
I want you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, baby, every night.
And it feels like,
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Ollie Alexander has been confirmed to be running for next year's Eurovision Song Contest. Going to be good. He's already got a song out. Apparently, it's a bit of a banger. And he hasn't gone for the ballady type. It's going to be high octane, which is what you'd expect from Ollie. Fantastic entertainer as well. Does like a little bit dressing up as well. So it's going to be visually great. So I've got a good feeling about it. It's going to be a tough year next year as well with the ABBA anniversary, but still, I think it will do really well. And it's going to only be a little bit better than how poor old Mae Muller done last year, coming, was it bottom from last? It wasn't great with her song, which was I Wrote a Song, which was quite a good song. A little bit bland, but we might play it later on, actually. A little bit bland, but I still thought it was deserved better than coming more or less last. So hopefully Ollie Alexander will have a better stab of it next year. Talking of which, I remember, of course, it was, of course, in the years and years, they had loads of great hits. And this track I liked. It was a remake of a fantastic track. It's called American Boy.
Take me on a trip, I love to go someday. Take me to New York, I love to see LA. I really want to come kick it with you. You'll be my American boy.
my type. Like the way you're speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I might like what's underneath him. And no, I've been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains and New York's wide awake. First, let's see the West End. Show you to my best friend. Liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come kick it with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Shopping, baby, then we'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes. Sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving those shell toes. Walking that walk. Talk that slick talk. Liking this American boy. American boy. Take me on a trip out. Someday, take me to New York. I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. La la la. American boy, would you be my love, my love? 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 Would you be my love, my love?
Would you be mine?
Would you be my love?
Yeah, could you be mine?
Alexander, years and years, American boy.
You'll be my American boy, American boy.
Got some David Guetta and Becky Hill, Ella Henderson on its way straight after these.
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
cover me in gold, but nothing they could buy me made my heart whole. I've given up on romance, then I found you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Can someone tell me what is happening to me? You're my oxygen, now I can fly free. Didn't care for anyone until it was you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Da 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 da.
Crazy what love can do. There is football action today. Premier League, Wolves versus Chelsea kicking off at 1 o'clock. I think that's on Sky Sports. If you want to catch that, it's probably the last of the football till just after the festive break. Are you all ready for the festive break? Everything done? Everything cooked? Ready to go? I'm going to my mum's, which is rather good because she is an exceptional cook. I'm looking forward to the Sunday dinner, or the Christmas dinner, which is going to be really nice. And it's the first time, actually, for a while that we haven't been at home for Christmas. Lots of people travelling around this time of the year as well, so I'll be keeping you up to date in the next 10 minutes with the roads, which aren't looking too bad, touch wood, at the moment, if you're going out shopping, last minute shopping, which we all tend to do, especially us fellas. I really struggled this year, I've got to tell you, I really did struggle. It's just trying to think what people need, isn't it? Without buying stuff that's, you know, that ends up getting returned, and then, you know, you go back into the shops and they're all like half price, aren't they? Because they got the sales. It does seem like people seem to be waiting more for the sales this year. I'm looking at the shops have been a little bit quieter than they have of normal. As I said, I was in Lakeside yesterday and I was quite surprised. Although it was busy, it wasn't rammed, as you'd expect, you know. In fact, the only two shops where I saw like big queues was the little gadget shop where people buy those little gadgets and, you know, the little electronic things and the silly little things you can buy, and the card shops, which had big queues, which is weird because this year of all years, there seems to be less cards around than normal. You know, if you look back at your old pictures of Christmas, we used to get those, you used to hang bits of string, didn't you, and then like a washing line full of cards, and then you'd have the Christmas tree card made of cardboard, and you stick the cards in as a shape of Christmas tree. Do you remember that? Going back to the 70s, you probably may not. And you used to get these little things you used to hang up as well with the little clips on them, and you put your cards in there. Or you get like ones with pegs, and you clip your cards. And you used to get loads through the post, didn't you? The post would be full of cards. You don't really get them much now. You know, you probably just send them to your relatives who live a long way away, and that's about it. Friends and family, close, you know, you just see each other, and it's like, there's a lot of electronic cards, isn't it? It's not quite the same getting an electronic card on Facebook, is it? Or Instagram, or digital version. But Well, that's the thought that counts, isn't it? It's all in the words and what you say, as they say. Right, it's an old from last year. Eliza Rose. Oh, sorry, this year. Early this year. B.O.T.A. Baddest of them all. Got a bit of Dua Lipa with her latest track. Houdini up next as well. Sandwiched in between that, we're looking at the traffic and travel. 12:31, welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Christmas Eve. Rose. Got a brand new track out at the moment as well. Might try and squeeze that in a second out. But I'm loving this one. Baddest of them all.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, if you're out about Christmas Eve, let's have a little look at the roads. Central Brentwood's not looking too bad, to be fair. Whistle's Corner is busy at the light, especially as you're heading towards Sainsbury's, coming both directions from the Ingrave Road and the Ongar Road. Just sheer weight of traffic, people pulling into the shopping areas there and the surrounding shopping areas at the High Street. But other than that, the traffic is moving. It's not looking too bad. If you're coming towards Doddingness Road, again, not looking too bad. A little bit of traffic on the A128 Cricketers Lane at Cricketers Row, but nothing that's going to cause you too many problems. Heading outside Brentwood, let's have a look. Billericay at the moment, again, busy in the High Street areas and the parking areas around the shopping, but other than that, fingers crossed, not looking too bad there either. Okay, M25, let's start off with Junction 28. Got lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction there on the M25. Anti-clockwise, that's Junction 28, A12. Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there, it's down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. Traffic at the moment coping well onto the M25. If you get onto the A12 coming towards Romford, it is busy as you get towards Gallows Corner, and that's mainly because of the sheer weight of traffic. Again, people heading towards Romford and the shopping areas there. Watch out for that. Back to the M25, junction 29, 8127. No reported problems there. And most importantly, heading towards Lakeside at junction 30, A13. Not looking too bad at all at the moment. Traffic coping well. Tad busy around the shopping areas with the car parks, but a lot better than it has been. In fact, a lot better than some of the previous weeks, considering it is Christmas Eve. So that's good news. Headed towards Bluewater, surprisingly less traffic than the last couple of weeks. No reported problems on the tunnels or coming back. Over the bridge and coming back over the tunnels. No reported problems at all. Going into the A2 and the back onto the M25 again, it's not looking too bad. They're heading towards Bluewater. The local traffic is only busy as you go to the parking areas. Back over to Essex, the AE127 and the A13 heading towards Southend are a little bit busy as you come to the central Southend area. This is not the seafront, this is the shopping areas again. Central Southend, honestly, very, very busy there, where people have tried to park and go shopping. A12 all the way up towards Colchester is looking okay currently. We have got some speed restrictions, don't forget, 40 miles an hour both ways, junction 13 to junction 16, that's Stock Road, Gallywood. There is also nighttime closures and a contraflow is currently in use as well. Watch out for that if you're heading that way. If you're off to Stansted Airport at the moment, M11, not looking too bad, a little bit busy round about North Weald, but it's moving, so it shouldn't hold you up too bad. I'll keep my eye on that over the next couple of hours. Junction 27 is looking okay. Onto the M11. A414, that junction, not looking too bad there. And the A120, if you're going that way, it's looking okay as well. Currently no problems on the roundabouts at the junction for Stansted at the A120, M11 junction. Back in towards London, the A46, as always, it's busy, but it's moving. Oh, that was a long one, wasn't it? Considering there wasn't too much traffic to tell you about. I thought I'd just cover all the routes, because I know people are out and about travelling to places to stay, people to see. It's a very, 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 very busy day. As I said, most of the traffic seems to be concentrated heading towards the coastal areas, like things like Dover and the main airport. So watch out. Don't forget to check your route or plan your route before you leave if you've got to get anywhere in a certain time. Right, back to music. Let's go with... Oh, I did say I'll play the latest Dua Lipa. This is Houdini. Catch me or I go, Houdini, I come and I go. Prove you got the right.
Planet Hino.
Going to be looking at the UK charts straight off this next track. It's Nathan Dorr and Ella Henderson with 21 Reasons.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe, now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see, I still get frustrated and get high when you keep on doing things that don't lie.
Then keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why.
Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
It's been mad on the charts this week. Christmas number one, 2023, is Wham! They make history as Last Christmas finally secures a festive top spot for the first time. Let's see what happens on the charts on Friday.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, good things come to those who wait after 39 years. They've finally pulled off a chart triumph of a lifetime, finally securing the UK official Christmas number one today. Last Christmas, a record-breaking 39 years after being denied it. Penned and produced by the late George, late great George Michael, should I say, with the aim of landing the Christmas number one back in 1984. The festive classic Last Christmas was famously kept off the top spot upon release by the phenomenon that was Band-Aid, of course. Do they know it's Christmas? The second best-selling single of all time, by the way. Nearly four decades on, Last Christmas finally claims the coveted festive chart crown, a victory for 80s pop duo Wham and their legions of devoted fans up and down the country who have campaigned to rewrite history for decades. George Michael and Andrew originally officially make the official chart history in the process as well, at 39 years in the making. Last Christmas now sets the record for the longest ever journey to Christmas number one. Last Christmas is now the UK's fifth biggest song of all time, with a combined lifetime total of 5.34 million chart units, comprising of 1.93 million sales and nearly 413 million streams. Can you believe it? That's according to the official charts company data. It was streamed 30 million times over the past 7 days alone, the most streamed Christmas number one ever during the Christmas week. And I played quite a few of those as well, gigging when I've been out and about. Following a week of intense promo, which included a sterling 26 shows played over 6 days, independent artist Sam Ryder secures second place in the biggest chart race of the year with his Amazon Music original Your Christmas to Me, rising 8 to number 2. Ed Sheeran, Elton John and Merry Christmas rising one place inside the top 10 to number 5 this week after passionate campaign fans post featuring the calls Fairy Tale of New York remains in the top 10 at number 6, and Shaken Stevens coming up Merry Christmas Everyone is up 2 to number 10. Other festive hits rising this week include Annie Williams' It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Christmas Tree is at 13, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas is at 15, Dean Martin's Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, which it certainly won't be at the moment, is at 16, and Georgia Smith's cover of Stay Another Day is currently 18. Cher breaks into the top 20 with DJ Player Christmas Song at 20, scoring the 34th UK Top 40 single at 77 and 7 months old. She also becomes the oldest solo female performer to secure top 40 on the official singles chart. So, charts look like this. At number 10, it's Shaken Stevens. We'll be right back. Merry Christmas. Well, Shaky Stevens at number 10 this week. 9, Michael Bublé is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Jack Harlow is at 8 with Loving On Me. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee is at 7. Number 6, Fair Tale of New York, Pogues and Kirsty MacColl. 5 is Ed Sheeran and Elton John, Merry Christmas. 4, Stick Season, Noah Kahan. And 3, it's Mariah Carey, should I say, Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. You can see I'll do that once a year, can't I? Good old Christmas songs. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas. There you go, Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You at number 3 in the charts. Not played all the Christmas tracks in a row because it'd just be like a Christmas overload. We'll be scattering the Christmas top 10 throughout the following hour. Making history, it is Christmas number 1 for Wham with Last Christmas. A worthy winner, in my opinion. Great, great track. Pure 80s. Sums up Christmas as well, doesn't it? Feel good track.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.